This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said the centre has prioritised the safety of Indians in conflict zones amidst the ongoing crisis in West Asia, which has a sizeable number of people from Keralam. Addressing a campaign rally in Palakkad this afternoon, the Prime Minister highlighted the government's response to the West Asia conflict and said India is closely monitoring the situation and actively working to minimize its impact on the country. He added that he has been in constant touch with leaders of nations affected by the conflict to ensure the safety of Indians. Indian embassies, he said, are operating round the clock to assist citizens in affected areas. He criticized the Congress for politicizing the sensitive issue by making dangerous statements. Mr. Modi alleged that the Congress was seeking political gains at the cost of the safety of nearly 1 crore Indians living in Gulf countries. The Prime Minister also launched a sharp attack on state's dominant political parties, the Left Democratic Front and United Democratic Front, accusing them of trapping the state in a cycle of corruption. During the roadshow, he passed through Swaraj Round in a specially designed vehicle, greeting people gathered on both sides of the road. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the situation in West Asia has created challenging times as the region is a key hub for India's energy needs. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the nation will overcome the challenge as it did during the COVID-19 pandemic.
जिस क्षेत्र में अभी युद्ध चल रहा है, वह क्षेत्र हमारी ऊर्जा आवश्यकताओं का बड़ा केंद्र है। इसकी वजह से दुनिया भर में पेट्रोल और डीजल को लेकर संकट की स्थिति बनती जा रही है। हमारे वैश्विक संबंध, अलग-अलग देशों से मिल रहा सहयोग और पिछले एक दशक में देश का जो सामर्थ्य बना है, इनकी वजह से भारत इन परिस्थितियों का डटकर मुकाबला कर रहा है। मैं आज मन की बात के माध्यम से सभी देशवासियों से फिर यह आग्रह करूंगा कि हमें एकजुट होकर इस चुनौती से बाहर निकलना है।
The Prime Minister expressed gratitude to the Gulf nations for providing all kinds of assistance to over 1 crore Indian diaspora during this time. Mr. Modi cautioned against politicizing the issue and warned that rumors could harm national interests. He urged people not to be misled by rumors and trust the information given by the government. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today said BJP has stopped the inflow of illegal immigrants into Assam and will work to deport them over the next 5 years. He was addressing an election rally at Dhekejuli in Sonitpur district this afternoon. Highlighting the achievements of the BJP government in the state, Mr. Shah said, over the past 10 years, Assam has largely become free from insurgency, which brought peace and new opportunities to the region. He accused the Congress of failing to maintain law and order during its tenure, resulting in the loss of lives of hundreds of youth. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee today launched an attack against the BJP in the run-up to the assembly elections. Addressing a public gathering in Purulia, she accused the opposition party of inciting riots. The Chief Minister also alleged that BJP is attacking Bengali-speaking people in other states. West Bengal will go to polls in two phases, with the first phase scheduled on April 23 and the second phase on April 29. The counting of votes will take place on 4th of May. The Congress has released the list of 284 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in West Bengal. The party has nominated former MP Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary from Behrampur, Pradeep Prasad from Bhavanipur, former MP Mausam Noor from Maltipur, S.K. Jariatul Hussain from Nandigram, Shubhashish Bhattacharya from Panihati and Ranjit Mukherjee from Bidhannagar. Keralam Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has dismissed allegations of a CPIM-SDPI deal for the upcoming assembly elections as false. Addressing a public event in Tirur, he said the United Democratic Front is making such claims for political gain. Mr. Vijayan reiterated that the Left Democratic Front has consistently maintained a strong stance against communalism. And in cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders won 94 for 1 in 7 overs against Mumbai Indians in the second match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.